KNKX connects you to Sound Effect, our weekly show inspired by the place we live. Sound Effect host Jennifer Wing has this next story.
TV is just like making cheese. People consume cheese. Some people make really good cheese. Other people make really terrible cheese. But everybody eats cheese, and I make the cheese.
Hey, I'm Jennifer Wing, and this is Steve Wilson. He directs and produces TV shows, and he says he makes really good cheese. Steve grew up in Seattle in the 1960s, a golden age in television for kids, when King, Cairo, and Como created their own shows for children. Steve, he watched them all.
So here in Seattle, we had Stan Borson on Channel 5, J.P. Patches was on Channel 7, Captain Puget was on Channel 4, and Channel 11 had Brakeman Bill. To me, television was magic. It's like, these were guys that, you know, were your friends.
In 1962, Steve went to the World's Fair at Seattle Center. This was the first time he saw how his friends on television came to life. He witnessed the cheese being made.
I was 6 years old at the time. King had set up shop, and they had their studios there, a live studio, so you could watch the TV shows live. And we walked by right as Wanda Wanda, which was a kid's show aimed at kids that were like four. And I saw her, and I went, oh, my God, there's Wanda Wanda. She's right there. There's her house. So we stopped, and my mom let us sit down and watch. Then at the very end of the show fades to black, of course. It's off the air, and the stagehands go in, and they start actually dismantling the house, tearing it down. And I went, what are you doing? You're tearing down. Don't you guys, that's her house. What are you doing? And my mom had to actually physically restrain me and say, no, no, honey, it's pretend. It's all pretend. That's when I kind of woke up and I looked around and I saw the lights and I saw the cameras and I saw the monitors and I went, oh, I get it now. And once they swept the set, they dropped this canvas thing down and it said King's Clubhouse. And half hour later, here comes Stan with the accordion and the red lights go on and I can see that the cameras are in place and I can see the monitors. I go, I get it now. And I was just enthralled, not only that I was in the presence of Stan and actually seeing the actual show live, but there were different camera angles and there were guys running big booms and things like that. There was a whole bunch going on here. I was just fascinated by that. My brothers and I, we went home and we got Apple boxes and I stood one up on its side, stacked it so it looked like a camera. And I wrote King 5 on there with the crown and I drew lenses and a viewfinder. And so we would play Stan Borson. And so one guy got to be Stan Borson and two kids got to be the cameraman and we'd pretend like we were holding a microphone. I mean, I staged it all out. So we were actually playing TV like we had learned at the World's Fair.
Some magic happened in you that day. Something shifted in you as a six-year-old child.
I would say that point, that one particular point where I got to peek behind the curtain and see what was going on, that piqued my interest in no other way that I can compare it to.